This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, April 14th. God's word for you today is right company. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 18, verse 1. And it says, Jonathan was deeply impressed with David. An immediate bond was forged between them. He became totally committed to David. From that point on, he would be David's number one advocate and friend. We need models, mentors, and allies, and we need friends. God puts us in community where we will have access to these four kinds of people. Where do you want to be in 5 years? If you do not have a model for where you want to be in 5 years, a model who has been there and that you are imitating, chances are you will not get there. We need models. We need mentors. Mentors are coaches, people who will prune you and drill you. They may not smile with you, but they want the best for you. We need allies. Allies are those that come side by side with you. They share your dream, they work with you, and they believe in your dream. We need friends. Your friends, however, are those who love you and pray for you. They may not believe in your dreams, they may even think you are crazy, but they like to hang out with you anyway. Friends walk in when everyone else walks out of your life. Everybody needs a friend. God has placed us strategically so that we can fulfill our destiny. What I am saying in essence is that the team you are on determines the success you enjoy. If you have a dream that you can fulfill by yourself, then that dream is not from God because it is too small. God's dream for your life is far, far bigger than your dream. As a church, God's Favorite House could never have become what it is today if it was just me. I am part of the team called God's Favorite House, and by God's grace, because of this team, thousands of people have come to know Jesus, and yet, even hundreds of millions more people will come to know Jesus. It is God's dream and not one person's idea. It is God's idea. You need models, mentors, allies, friends, and you need community. It is your community that determines your anointing. The company you keep determines the heights you reach. Saul came into the community of prophets, and Saul too began to prophesy, such that it became a proverb in Israel. Is Saul now one of the prophets too? Your community determines your anointing. David was a giant killer. The people who hung around David, even though they were non-entities, vagabonds, dead cells, dropouts, and rejects of the society, by the time God was done with them, they were giant killers too. How did they become giant killers? They hung out with a giant killer, David. You are the average of the three people you spend most of your time with. Your community determines your anointing, how high you go. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the right team. Please handpick my models, mentors, allies, and friends for your name's sake, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.